We're in the middle of Terek Kufhei in Likut Moran, which Rabbeinu is basing on the Pasuk Ozi Vizimras Ko Vayehili Lishua. And Rabbeinu spoke about the topic of Rachmonos. He mentioned the fact that Hashem davens. He quoted a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says that Hashem davens every day. What is Hashem's tefillah? And Rabbeinu is stressing in this Torah, he was discussing the fact that through the study of Torah, a person is zeichet to tshuva, because tshuva means to return an item to its original place. Rabbeinu mentioned when a person commits sins, his das becomes mevulvol. Why does his das become mevulvol? Because all the isiyos get messed up. When a person, Rabbeinu said that when there was Shviras HaKelim, when the world originally was created and there was Shviras HaKelim, the isiyos of creation got strewn all about. The letters which Hashem used, the letters got strewn about. And we, in other words, due to the Pegam of the Eitz HaDaas, due to other things, and we, with our tshuva, put everything back to its original place, to its original sequence. Rabbeinu Zal says this is why the Das is messed up today, because these letters are messed up. And Rabbeinu Zal said the tikkun for it is the study of Torah, because the study of Torah is also, in a sense, putting things back in their proper place. Why? Rabbeinu Zal explains when a person studies Torah, the nature of the Torah is that in order to clarify, in order to shed light on something from here, you have to have knowledge from something over here. You're constantly bringing proof, support, to one piece of Torah from a different piece. So in a sense, you're rearranging things. That rearrangement is a concept of tshuva. So we see that the study of Torah is a concept of tshuva. And Rabbeinu Zal says, through tshuva, a person is zeichet to rachamim, to arouse the pity of Hashem, the rachmonos of Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal says, by Hashem, there's two levels of rachmonos. There's rachmim pshutim and rachmim gedolim. Rabbeinu Zal said, a person has to daven to Hashem's rachmim pshutim, that Hashem himself should daven for that person, that the person should be able to get a Yeshua from the rachmim gedolim of Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal went into a whole explanation of this. We had this last week. We're going to continue from where we left off last week, which is on page 226 in the big Likut Moran. And those, it's not. It's chapter Kuf Hei. We have the words Oid Shamati. Rav Nosson Zal writes, Oid Shamati, I also heard from Rabbeinu Zal, Shezehu Pirush HaPosuk, that based on the concepts that Rabbeinu Zal set forth in this Torah, we can understand the interpretation to a certain posuk that's written in the Torah. The Torah says that when Miriam Anavia and Aaron HaKohen spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem inflicted them with a leprosy. And it says that Aaron HaKohen begged his brother Moshe Rabbeinu, please daven for her, that she should be cured. So the Torah tells us that Vayomer, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Kel no, refo no lo. Hashem, please, cure, please her. This is the wording in the pasuk. Rabbeinu Zal says now. Oid shamati shezet pirush pasuk el no refo no lo. De lechayro tamu hamoid. It seems very difficult to understand. Kofel tevas no. Why the word no here is written two times? Why does it say please twice? Hashem, please. Cure, please cure my sister. Why does it say it twice? Rabbeinu Zal says, Ach ato mevur heitev. Now we could, based on the concept that Rabbeinu Zal set forth in this Torah, we can understand it very well. Shem Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-shalom bikesh zayis me'Hashem yisporach. Moshe Rabbeinu requested the following of Hashem. What did he request? Shehashem yizborach bi'atzmoi kaviyochel yispalel v'yivakesh me'atzmoi sheyirpo isa. That Hashem himself should daven and should request of himself that he should cure her. V'ato ma'mosoik midivash hatcheis hamikrav. Meaning it comes out very, very, very clear. V'zehu, this is the meaning of the pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kael, no, Hashem, please. Hainu, Shemoshe Rabbeinu, Olav HaShalom, Hispalei Lofon of Yisborach, Moshe Rabbeinu, Davent Hashem, V'omar Loi, and he said to him, Kael, no, Hashem, please. Ubakesh, Bi'atzmecho, Ubakesh, V'hispalei, Bi'atzmecho, Milfanecho, Hashem, please. Please what? please request of yourself. What request should you make? The request should be refo no lo, cure her. Hainu kanal, as we explained before, Shemoshe hispalel Hashem yisporach, Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Hashem, ubikesh Yisrael yisporach, and he requested of Hashem, Shehu biatzma yispalel v'yevakesh refo no lo, that Hashem himself should daven, and he even gave Hashem the words to say. The words to be said are refo no lo. V'ato meduktok umevur heitev kofil tevasna. And now, Rav Nosson Zal says how well explained, how clear is the interpretation to this pasuk, why the word no is written twice. One no is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Hashem. The second no is what Hashem should say to himself. What the Rachamim Pshutim, what the tefillah of Hashem should be. Isn't this ridiculous to say Hashem should daven to himself? No, it's not ridiculous. The Gemara says in Brachas clearly that Hashem davens. Hashem says, Yehi rotzoin milafonai, sheyich b'shu rachmi eskasi. May it be my will that my kindness should hold back my anger. Who does he daven to? Isn't it ridiculous davening to yourself? The answer is that there is this concept of Rachmim Pshutim and Rachmim Gedolim. There is a concept of two parties, in a sense, by Hashem, whereby Kaviyochel Hashem's lower self davens to Hashem's upper self. Zeranpin davens to Atiko Kadisha, to Atiko Stimo. Just as the Zohar Kodesh says, when Hashem said to the Jews when they were at the Red Sea, Ma Titzak Eloi, what are you crying to me for? The Zohar Kodesh says, Hashem said, Ba'atiko, come in! Ba'atiko Talya Milsa, you're davening to the wrong party, Hashem said. You're davening Eli means to Hashem. The tefillah that's needed now is Vatispal Elchano al Hashem. The tefillah that's needed now is a tefillah to Atik, to the upper level of Rachmin. That'll be able to give you a Yeshua in such a situation. Now note a few interesting items here. Number one, I noticed in Rabbi Zal's Likutei Moran, not in this Torah, but I recall seeing in a different Torah, where Rabbeinu Zal mentions this item about the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, refuah no lo. We know that refuah, or any type of din, that illness, when a person gets sick, it's a type of din that Hashem imposes upon the person. Din always comes from which basic name of Hashem? Elikim. Elikim is din. Rabbi Zal made a note in his Likutei Moran, and I'm positive, in other words, this was his own item, the fact that the tefillah here was refuah, cure, please cure her. Note how in Moshe Rabbeinu's words you find seidos, refuah, cure. Cure what? Cure the din. The words no, lo, are the gematria likim exactly. In other words, sweeten the din. He was asking Hashem, cure the din, which the origin of the din obviously is always the par dinim, the 280 dinim. The whole concept of refuah is a concept of par dinim, a hamtoka, going one above the par dinim to cure it. We always say you have to go above the item to cure it. The source of din is the 280 dinim. The hamtoka for it was refuah no lo here. Now note, by the way, I'll show you how interesting things are. I remember sitting in a shir, Rabbi Yechaya mentioned this item in a shir, and I was zecher to see it in a sefer afterwards. The Chidozal has a sefer called Nachal Kedumim on Torah, a Pirush on Torah of his own. You know, he writes Chidushim Likutim that he got from different places, and a little bit of his own also. But in the Chidozal sefer, he quotes a certain item. The Gemara says in Shabbos that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven to get the Torah, so at first each one of the Malachim opposed him. They tried to burn him and destroy him, and Hashem told him how to save himself and everything. And in the end, when he was leaving, he had convinced them all that he was a friend of theirs, that they had nothing to be angry at him about. You know, they had a lot of respect for him and everything. So the Gemara says that before he left heaven, each one of the angels there was required to give him a present. So the Chidozal says that he has a Kabbalah. He heard that one of the presents that Moshe Rabbeinu was given in heaven was the secret that whenever he says the word no in tefillah twice, that's a super powerful item that can pull any Yeshua that he needs. If he says no twice, that's spectacular. This is what the Chidozal says. And he points out, with this we can understand why, number one, why he said Kael no Rafon Allah by his sister, which happened shortly afterwards, after coming down from Har Sinai. With this we could also understand why, when it came to his tefillah to get Eretz Yisrael, it says, V'eschanan el Hashem bo'yisei leimor, Hashem elokim atachi leisa, pa-pa-pa, Ebro no bi'artze. He says, please allow me to enter into Eretz Yisrael, and he uses the word no there. I don't recall, you'll check in the beginning of Eschanan, and it uses the word no. And then he says, but Hashem told me, stop davening. Chidozal says the reason why Hashem told him to stop at that point was because Hashem knew that if he says no a second time, he would have to give him his bakosha. This is what the Chidozal says. Rabbeinu Zal in this Torah, by explaining the concept of Rachmim Pshutim and Rachmim Gedolim, gives you a deeper insight. In other words, the picture behind the picture, sort of, to be able to understand what is it? No, big deal? No, is nothing. The answer is to understand what no means. The concept, the understanding, that there's two levels of Rachmanus, and that you can't, even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go direct to the highest, but if he uses this trick of going to the lowest and telling the lowest to say no, he could get any of his bakushas answered. That's silly. I'm saying now this whole thing, the whole picture fits together nicely.
When he said one no, though, by don't take strong.
Exactly. And at that point, Hashem said, stop davening. In other words, he said, Hashem, please let me go into Eretz Yisrael. And the Pusuk says, but Hashem told me, stop. I forget the exact wording. You'll check the beginning of Eschan. Hashem said, stop, because it's not for you. Why? The Chidozal was the one who points out that if he would have said no a second time, he would have had to give him his bakosha. Okay, let's continue. Rav Moshe Zal says now he's going to summarize the whole Torah for us. Give us a review. Uchlal hadvorim ho'elehu, the sum total of everything we said in this chapter is, shal yidei ha-Torah zeicha mitshuva, through the study of Torah, a person is zeicha to tshuva, dehainu lohoshiv kol hadvorim v'chol hatzirufim v'ho'isiyois, shenidchu ba'avaynoisov lamokayim shenidchu v'nezgashim mekayimam. Through the study of Torah, a person is zecha to return all the objects and all the combinations and all the letters which through his sins were pushed away to whatever places they were pushed, meaning to the wrong places. They were pushed into the hands of Tuma, and they were chased away from their proper place. Shal yidei zeh lo yehoyo hadas miyushov, because these letters got messed up, this is why the person finds that his das is not clear, it's not miyushov. Ki kol zman she'enam b'mekoymom ein hadas miyushov, because as long as things are out of place, that's what causes the das to be not miyushov. Where did Rabbeinu Zal bring proof from? From the Gemara, where the Gemara says that there were two nations. One nation was zeicha to yishuv das, one nation not. Why? The nation which was allowed to stay in their own place throughout, they were able to think clearly. A nation that's forced into exile, they're forced to flee from place to place, it's very hard. When a person goes through tiltul drachim, it's very hard to be zeicha to have yishuv hadas. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal warned for his talmidim, stay out of these types of businesses which involve a lot of travel to different cities, because when a person's traveling, it's very hard for him to think straight about Hashem. When you're in motion, you don't get a chance to really collect your thoughts and think, where am I? What's my purpose for being on earth? In order to have yishuv hadas, you need a place. You need kviyus mokim, to be in a set place, not to be in golus, that kind of thing. So Rav Moshe Zal says, "Kial yidei ha'avaynois nizgarshim mimekaymom chelkei ho'isiyois v'atzirufim shebechol ho'ilamois kvi sheresh nishmosoi." Because according to a person's sins, what happens is he causes the letters to be chased away from their regular place, and the combinations of all the different worlds which are related to his neshama, he causes them to be messed up, to get out of place, out of their proper sequence, out of their proper position. This is the concept of Golus Hashchina, because the Shechina is tied into the Isis. If you recall again, note how all the knowledge of Chochmah Samas comes in handy. The Chidozal is the one who points out that within the, we mentioned many times that there are four levels, Ta'amim, Nekudais, Tagin, and Isis. The Torah has four levels, the trup, the musical notes, which is the highest level, the nekudos, the vowels, the tagim, the crowns on top of the letters, And the lowest level is the Oisiyos, the letters themselves. That's the lowest level, which correspond to the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, meaning that Oisiyos correspond to the last Hey of Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, which is the Sphira of Malchus, which is the Shechina. The Shechina is always called Malchus. The Chidozal points out that this is why if you'll take the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet and add them up, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, through Tav, you'll find that the Gematria is exactly 1,495, which means 495 plus Aleph. Aleph is 1,000, Aleph is 1. 1, 495 plus 1 is 496, which is Begematria Malchus, which is the Shechina. So we see that this whole concept of, when we say that the Oisiyos go into Golos, they get chased out of their original place, another way of wording that is that the Shechina is Begolos, because the Oisiyos are Malchus. Malchus is the Shechina, the Shechina is in Golos. Rabbein Azal says now, V'yidezeh ein hadas miyushav, and because of this, the das is not miyushav. And because the das is not in its proper, at its proper status, because of that, it's very difficult for the person to arouse the rachmim of Hashem. V'tzorech las is tshuva. Therefore, the person has to do tshuva. V'ikr tshuva yidei ha-teira. And the main tshuva. How do you correct this improper positioning? Things are out of place. And how you correct it? By the study of Torah. Shehi ani abimekaimo v'ashir b'makom acher. The Yerushalmi says that the Torah is poor in one place and rich in another place. In one place, a certain item isn't explained that well. In another place, it's wealthy. There's real broad explanation. And when a person studies Torah, umekarev, umekasher, al yedeze, kol ho'isiyos v'atzirufim, shenisrachku mimekaimom, through the process of studying Torah, which involves collecting letters from all different places to be able to bring out a concept, by doing that, a person fixes up all the letters that through his sins he caused to go out of position. By this gathering of letters, he corrects that messing up of letters. Umeshiv kulam lamakayimam, and he returns them all to their original place. Va'oz hadas miyushav. When the letters are in their proper positioning, when an item is in its proper place, then there's yishuv hadas. We said golos is the opposite of yishuv hadas. When things are positioned properly, there's yishuv hadas. V'zeche lo'era rachmim. When there's yishuv hadas, then you can arouse rachmim. Why? Ki ikar harachamim toli b'das. Because these two go together, rachmonus and das. Because the Gemara says, ki kol mi shein boideo osol rachimo. That a person who lacks das, it's also to have rachmonus on him. Which means that lefi goideo hadas, according to how much das there is, that's how much rachmonus that person can have upon himself. That's how much rachmonus Hashem has on that person. As Rabbein Azal mentions many, many times, that these two go together. Rabbein Azal says, who is worthy to have Rachmonis on the Jews? The one with the most Rachmonis. And Rabbein Azal says, Rachmonis means with Seichel. You go take a 3-year-old baby and you say, I love the kid, a 1-month-old baby. You say, I love this child so much, I want to give him the best. You give him a good, juicy steak to eat, chas v'sholom, and in 5 minutes you have no child, chas v'sholom. That's rachmanis. So we see that rachamim is totally in das. It's only when there's das that you can have a concept of rachmanis. You have the courts today who put these criminals out. They show compassion on the criminals. Why? Lack of brains, lack of seichel, and being able to figure out what rachmanis is. That's their concept of rachmanis, is to have rachmanis on the criminal while you're killing the 90% majority, which are the victims. Period. Just stam insanity. Nimtza. So what do we see from here? That al yedei Torah zeichel tshuva, through the study of Torah, person zeichel tshuva, v'nishlam hadas, and the das is nishlam. V'oz zeichel lo'ere rachmim etzle yisborach. And then, once the das is bishleimus, then you can conceive of arousing rachmonus by Hashem. Ve'ikar harachmim hu, and what's ve'ikar harachmonus hu? Shanu ma'irim rachmim etzlo yizborach. What's the rachmonus that we arouse by Hashem? That we arouse rachmonus by Hashem. Shebe'elu harachamim yo'irer ba'atzmoy es harachmim gedoylim she'einonu yecholim agi aleihem. We try to arouse kindness of Hashem, where Hashem will take this kindness and apply it towards arousing a certain higher level kindness, to which we have no access. We have no way of getting to that upper kindness. But we try to arouse a lower kindness and have that lower kindness go up to the upper, arouse the upper kindness. The only one who could daven for this higher level of rachmanis is Hashem himself. With Hashem's straight, simple rachmanis, which we arouse, through that rachmanis, Hashem will take pity on us, and he will arouse, with this lower level of rachmanis, he'll arouse his upper level of rachmanis, Shehem Rachamim Gedolim de Atikos Timo, the high level of Rachmanis, which is of the hidden Atik. The hidden Atik means Zokain, old, meaning again a concept of Rachmanis, Chesed, white beard. Umishom Yielano Yeshua Bevadai. And once a person has access to Atikos Timo, that can be mamtik all dinim. We mentioned lefnei Hashem titharu. The word titharu is keser, which can purify everything. It can be mamtik even the worst tumah conceivable. Rabbi Nizal says now. Rabbi Nizal says now. Vizehu. Now we go back to the pasuk ozi vizimras yo vayihi lelishua. Vizehu ozi. What is ozi? Ein oiz elatayra. The term oiz is Torah, because if you recall, the pasuk says there, ki lekach toiv nosati lochem toirosi al tazayvu, eitz chayim hila machzikim bo absamchem usho, derachay adarchinayim bababa, Hashem oiz lama yitain. What is it talking about over there? The whole topic over there is the Torah, derachay adarchinayim, the derech of the Torah. Well, eitz chayim hi, what's the eitz chayim? The Torah. So oiz is the Torah. Shal yidei zeh zeichen le tshuva ve le das. Through Torah, a person zeche to tshuva and to das. Through tshuva and das, a person is able to arouse rachmonis on Hashem, by Hashem, ad shehu ba'atzmoi kaviyochel mispalel aleinu kanal, to the point where Hashem himself davens for us. Vizehu zimrosko. Zimrosko means the song of Hashem. What does that mean? Zimrosko daiko. That's exactly what it means. Hainu tfilas Hashem, the tfila of Hashem himself. Oz vayihili lishua. Then a person can be zeichet to Yeshua, vadai, definitely. Ki al yidei zimrosko, through the song of Hashem, shehu tfilas Hashem, which is the tfila of Hashem. Because if you recall, I once mentioned that Rabbi Zal told us that the word zimra means shira. Another word for zemer is shir. The word shira is bigimatria tfila, exactly. So we see that the term zimrosko means tfilas Hashem. Shenispalil barachmav hapshutim, whereby Hashem davens with his lower level rachmanis, with his simple rachmanis, La'erer rachamim hagedolim, to arouse the higher level of rachmanis, oz bevada yekabel Yeshua shleimo kanal. Then the person is certainly guaranteed that he will receive the Yeshua shleimo. Ki rachmov hagedolim enom nifsokim li'olam, because this rachmim of atikos timo, there it's not conceivable for that to be stopped. Because if you recall, we mentioned many times that up there it's train rain delay misfarshin. There's no, within Vovke, it's conceivable for there to be a pirud, which means Vovke is zeranpin. Within zeranpin, it is conceivable for there to be problems, whereby you'll go to there making a request, and there isn't enough chesed there at the time to handle your request. Within Yud K, which is, and certainly within the Keser, there it's Ein Seif. It's a concept where there's no, it's not Shayach for the Sotan to get involved whatsoever, for any Din to get involved over there. Therefore, that source of Chesed is constant. Rabbi Nizal says, U'kishashem yisporach yirachim oleinu be'elu harachamim, and when Hashem will be marachim on us. With that level of rachmim, with the rachmim of atikos timo, with the rachmim gedolim, bevadai ein shum ovoin upegam sheyihye choytzeitz b'fnei elu harachmim gedolim. Certainly, a person is guaranteed that there isn't a certain sin that he could have done that could be powerful enough to withstand the power of this rachmim gedolim. Ubevadai yihye lanu Yeshua b'shleimus amein v'amein. And certainly the Yidden will be zeichet to a Yeshua b'shleimus amein v'amein. And you see how logically this applies to us. In other words, a person goes to Hashem, I know I did a lot of sins, I know I have a lot of problems, a lot of faults and everything, but I know I was told clearly that there exists a level of kindness by you where that kindness can literally crash through any blocks that I've set. In other words, you say that my sins have set up walls preventing me from coming close to you, walls preventing me from receiving the chesed of Hashem. But I know I've been told that there exists a type of rachmim gedolim which is so high, where there isn't a single type of din that could withstand the momentum and the power of this rachmim. Please guide me. Please let me be zeicha through his kashrus, tri tzadik emes, tri tzadik amitim, to get to learn how to daven in a manner whereby I can be given access to this rachmim gedolim and to be zeicha to a complete, complete hamtokas abinim.
One way is that the said, we don't have access to these rachmim gedolim directly.
Definitely.
So how is it that you wrote the example about this Kana al Hashem, which indicates to a sense that she did directly have access al Hashem to the rachmim gedolim?
No. She went through this route,
in this manner.
But the place she was reaching for was Al Hashem. No question.
So every time we see that, we know they were going in this manner. They were asking the Rachum Shutta to go down to the Rachum.
Proof is, Kel Norafon Allah. She was Mitzera. Mitzera is Choshev Kameis. That was a very rough din. Very rough that Miriam was in at the time. It says there clearly, Vayicharaf Hashem bom Vayah. Hashem got angry and he left. He didn't want to hear from them. Hashem got really mad. He had to be mamtik the din. He did kel norafono. That was the only way it was done. Which means that any time we see an example of this, you know it involved this concept. Note, it doesn't say vatispal chano keser. It says al Hashem, meaning Hashem was involved, and then she went to al Hashem, period. That's what it is. No question at all. Baruch Hashem.
It makes sense to get this rachmim, and you have to have das, and the das comes through Torah, especially Torah, where you bring from here and bring from there.
Exactly.
How can that apply to us? Like, what is this, a special type of learning, or just
specifically referring to the Limud HaGemara? Because in other words, that's the place where you find most the necessity. You look at any page of Gemara, you see the Maseres HaShas, it's constantly bombing away from all sides. Which Gemara? Within Gemaras. There's Talmud Yerushalmi, Talmud Bavli. Within Gemara, Talmud Bavli is definitely more preferred, considered on a higher level in this sense, because it's bold, it's mishmash. You're constantly bringing from all places. That's specifically the Limud that Rabbeinu Zal is referring to here. Also, he's referring to the style of limud of the tzaddikim amitim, such as Rabbeinu Zal or the other chassidish sfarim, the Bnei Yisachar, the others. You see their style of limud is to collect. In other words, they bring a kasha, and then they'll bring different gemaras, and they'll show you how all of these gemaras are tied in to resolve the problem here. And that's all this concept of the Torah being aniya b'makom echad, v'ashir b'makom achar. If you recall, I gave an example recently of the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, where Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai asked each one of his Talmidim, go out and find what's best. This one said ayin tova, this one said ba ba ba. The Bnei Yisachar went to the beginning of the Torah, gave a whole drush over there explaining what the term tov is. Now, from this, we're going to explain that mission in Perkei Avos. That's a concept of aniya b'makom echad, v'ashir b'makom achar. You have a mission here that it says two words, you don't really know what's going on. You'll study the beginning of creation, the first tov that ever existed, the first time the word tov is mentioned in the Torah, and everything around it, you'll use that information to clarify a mission. So it's talking about that style of limud.
Not necessarily learning the
Iyun,
just learning the
Iyun. Yeah. Although Iyun, in a sense, is still better, because in Iyun, that's where you can, in other words, Taisvis, generally, what is Taisvis? Taisvis is bombing away from other Gemaras, more. The other Rishonim and Achronim, again, their style is bringing kashas based on other Gemaras. How does this Gemara fit in? We see in four other places it says differently. Therefore, we must say that there's this Chilik. This Gemara is referring to this specific case, and they're talking about other cases.
In a personal
interest,
just by learning
Torah, in a sense, definitely. But Rabbeinu Zal is bringing out a certain characteristic of the Torah which helps towards this item. Tshuva is to return things to their place. The way you do it is by putting things in their proper place. Mm-hmm. That's the whole Limud HaTorah. If you recall in the story of Sipur HaMaisis that Rabbeinu Zal told about the Ben Melech Ben Shivcha Shenechlefu, at the end he told about a kisei with all different animals around, and a shulchan and a mita, and he said that the whole site is knowing how to put the, how to arrange these things properly. If you know how to arrange them in the proper sequence, you can get them to sing. You know, you can get the animals to, a whole thing over there. And the Mefarshim there bring that refers to the concept of Limud HaTorah, the Ikar in Torah. The Torah is all clear. It has all the answers to any paradox, any scientific problem you ever could dream of is in the Torah. The trick is just knowing how to arrange it in a manner to get all your answers, just like the Urim V'Tumim. The Urim V'Tumim gave answers, how the letters shown up. But it's understood you could have read those letters a lot of different ways. The same word could be read differently. It's knowing how to be Metzarif the Osius in a way where it's going to come out the right way.
Is it, you know, turning things to the proper place, is that also what's it by Stalker? Like, you know, the way you're bad, being Stalker, you know, lowering the bridge.
100%. And that's why Tzedakah is one of the highest for Tshuva u'Tfilah Tzedakah. Rabbi Zal said the Ikra Tshuva is on Tfilah and Tzedakah. You remember when he said always on Rosh Hashanah, came Rosh Hashanah time, we say Tshuva u'Tfilah Tzedakah, and Avinu Sfarei Tzedakah. Tshuva, what? Tshuva for what? What's the main items to do Tshuva for? Tfilah and Tzedakah.
The Tfilah Bonim says that somebody who is not, that has no children cannot be on the Sanhedrin because he hasn't learned the Rachamimus. So I was just wondering if there's some way of clarifying how the Indian of
Dibul Bani
works in not having Rachamim and yes having Rachamim.
100%. In other words, the whole concept, in other words, here's, you see the reverse. That me shame by Rachamim and by Das. The whole, when a person raises children, the main thing, in other words, the whole act of having children, put it this way, generally you'll note natures of people. That a person who has, again, generally, there are people who have children and are 50 times more chasanim and everything than ones who don't. But the norm is that a person who has a child, he has something to show compassion on, to show love for, generally has more pity than one without children who becomes much more self-centered, selfish, whereby the person is more, much less rachman. And a lack of rachmanis leads to a lack of das, literally. A person like that can't be asked to think straight, to think rationally. Look at this, who's right, who's wrong? No, the whole thing becomes cloudy, because of an achzorius. The rachamim leads to a das tzor.
It would not be from the statement that Misha ain't more das. If somebody has no das, it's also rachem on the person who doesn't have das.
I'm sorry.
No, Katan doesn't have das.
Right.
So I was wondering, so what comes out of that is that it's also rachem on a Katan, and I didn't understand
Here, when Rabbeinu Zal says ein boy das, he doesn't mean a person who doesn't have knowledge, like, let's say, in other words, where therefore you don't let any people get knowledge, because we're going to see the next Torah is about to correct that. It's about to say the exact opposite of what we're saying now. Mish ein boy das here means a person who doesn't want, he shows that he doesn't want das. In other words, lo yachpoitz ksil b'svuna. That's what we're talking about Esav. By Esav it says, lo yachpoitz ksil b'svuna, a fool doesn't want chachma. That's the absence of das that we reject. If a person lacks das and he yearns for das, the next chapter is going to say what to do for him and how much you're going to help yourself by doing for him.
To reach Rabbi, in effect, how to get in touch with Rabbi Zal, who gets in touch with the Tzad again, who gets in touch with the Shem?
That's another form of it. When a person wants to have access to the Tzad again, Rabbi Zal, we're going to have a Torah later on. Which Torah is it? Ubiyad kolodam yachtaim. Kufmem Aleph is the Torah of Elul, right over here. Just a second. Ubiyad kolodam yachtaim. Here, Kufmem. Close. Kufmem. That's a Torah. Where Rabbeinu Zal says that sometimes a person wants to get access to the tzaddikim and he can't go direct. He has to go through their talmidim. He has to speak to the Talmidim and get to know them well, and they guide him in the limud of knowing how to come close to the Rebbe, how to come close to the Tzaddik.
Like, for instance, would he be useful in a situation like this, like Rebbe Zal, the Rebbe, he's a lawyer, like...
100%. Okay, continue. Torah Kuf Vov. Rabbeinu Zal bases this Torah on a pasuk in Tehillim, where Dovid HaMelech says, Ashrei maskil eldo, ashrei to that person who gives seichel to a poor person, b'yom ro'o yemalteyu Hashem. when that person is in a rough day, is having a rough day, like a rough predicament, Hashem will rescue him. Hashem will save him from any difficulties. Rabbi Nizal says, Isa, it is brought. The Gemara says, in Adorim, the Ein Anius Elom in Adas. The Gemara says in Adorim that when we talk about a person who's poor, poverty is not rated by savings account. Poverty is rated in Seichel. You can have a person who's a millionaire and he's a pauper. He lives the life of a pauper, meaning no enjoyment out of life. He doesn't look like he's enjoying life. And you could have a person who has very little money and he's the wealthiest person in the world. If you recall, he once told over, Reb Michal mentioned to me a spectacular chiddush on this. Anybody remember? The chiddush about Moshe Rabbeinu from the, who says the chiddush? The Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai is the one who brings it. Is it the Ben Ish Chai or who's the other? Who's the place? The Kaf HaChaim? No, the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai is the one who brings this chiddush. A spectacular item, whereby the Gemara says that where did Moshe Rabbeinu get wealthy from? From the Luchos. Mishon Nesashe Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu got wealthy from the Luchos. How? Because the Gemara says that the Luchos were carved out of super precious stones, and from the Pselus of the Luchos, in other words, when Hashem carved it out, for example, the letters were engraved through and through. What happened to those chips? The chips of stone that Hashem carved, you know, cleaned away in order to form the form of the Luchos. The Gemara says that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Where do we see this? Because Hashem said, Psal Lecha, Shnei Luchos Avonim. The Gemara says, Psal Lecha, HaPselus Yeshelcha. The Pselus, the waste matter of the Luchos, that I'm giving to you as a present. The Gemara says, from this Moshe Rabbeinu became wealthy. So the Ben Ish Chai says, hold on a second. You talk about wealthy. Does this mean that when Moshe Rabbeinu got these stones, the first thing he did was he ran to 42nd Street and to sell them? Could you picture Moshe Rabbeinu being willing to part with one chip of those stones? If you would offer him $100,000, would he give it to you for one chip? I mean, a tzaddik who knows that this is what the Luchos were written on, it seems ridiculous that he would give it away. And why bedafka do we use the term wealth coming from the Luchos? So the Ben Ish Chai mentions a spectacular chiddush. We know that the Gemara says in Adorim, Ein Oni Elo Min HaDaas, that who's considered poor? A person who lacks Daas. Who's considered wealthy? A person who has Daas. When we talk about Pselus, what is Pselus? You take the letter Lamed as it's written, we write it as a Lamed. But there is a Pselus to the Lamed. Why? Because when we say Lamed, it's actually as though we were saying Lamed Mem Dalet. But the Mem Dalet isn't written. That's considered like the cheaper part. We don't bother writing it out, although it's implied. When we write a Lamed, we know that this is pronounced Lamed, period. That kind of term. So he says that the Milui is called Pselus. The Ben Ish Chai says that if you take a look at the Pselus of Luchos, the Pselus of the word Luchos is exactly Begimatria Das. That's what the Gemara means when it says that Moshe Rabbeinu became wealthy from the Pselus of the Luchos. What kind of wealth did he get? He got Das. He was able, the Jews, to be able to learn, they needed the Luchos themselves. Moshe Rabbeinu was so bright, he was able to learn from the Pselus of the Luchos. This is how he became Moshe Rabbeinu. He had the most Das. That's what made him the wealthiest. And if you light it up, you'll take a look, you'll see it works out exactly. If anybody wants to do it afterwards, we'll do it.
How did he physically become wealthy
then? The answer is, Al Pi Pshat, that's what it says, that the stones were very expensive and everything, and that's why he had the chips, so he was multi-millionaire. But the Ben Ish Chai, he asks the question, all right, that's Pshat, that's what you tell little kids. Tell it to me. He became wealthy from, what did he do? He went to market it? It sounds still ridiculous. So how can you say he got wealth from that? And anyway, baloney, what does the Torah call wealth? The Torah says he became wealthy. It doesn't say he became wealthy by people standards. The Torah says, Mishom Nisasher Moshe. We find the Gemara says, Ashirus is Das. Here it says clearly, Ein Oni Elam and Adas. So we must be able to find an association here to Das. The Ben Ish Chai says, I'll show it to you clearly. Take the Pselus of the Luchos, it's exactly Begimatria Das. Showing that was the wealth of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is a spectacular. This is Ruach HaKodesh that these tzaddikim were given to be able to see the depth of the Torah. Okay.
Does this mean also physically?
100%. Just like Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, it says they were the wealthiest. It means physically. But in other words, these tzaddikim are asking a question, well, physical, we don't call that wealthy. So show me, is this all he had? Baloney, the Torah wouldn't call that wealthy. The answer is, we'll prove to you that he had physical wealth and he was given das. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's bechinas das. Rabbeinu Zal says, Iso, it's brought in the Gemara Dorim, the Ein Ani Yisalam and Adas. And by the way, in a person's Hispoidados, this Gemara should come up very often. The Gemara says that Hashem has Rachmonas, that you are Ezer Dalim, you have Rachmonas on poor people, and the Iker, a poor person, is lack of Seichel. Please give us Seichel. We should know what to do in life, what to do with ourselves, how to deal with our children, how to deal with all the people around us, to know what how to live like a mensch. So the Gemara says, "Ein oni elam adas v'alze tzorich rachmonis." For this requires compassion. Ki ein rachmonis gedayla mizeh. There isn't a single pity that's bigger than this pity, the pity of one who lacks seichel. The rachmonis, if you have an approach, if only we could have seichel. Va'anias zeh bechlolias ubeprotias. Rabbeinu Zal says this poverty manifests itself on two levels, in a general level and in a more detailed level. How? Ki Rabbeinu Zal says bechlolias in a general level, al ish she'ein le'sechel b'avoyda sabayrei. You take a person who lacks knowledge in knowing how to serve Hashem, v'tzorech habal sechel lehaskiloi. Now, one who has more knowledge, one who's more learned, one who has smicha, he spent many years studying Torah, getting to know how to serve Hashem, he is responsible to bestow of his knowledge upon the one who has less knowledge. That's in a general manner. That's between two people. Now, Rabbeinu Zal says, "Ubeprotius alho ishatzmoi." This also refers within one person, within one individual. Kiyesh zman she'ein leisechel. Each individual experiences certain times when he finds he doesn't have seichel, meaning v'hu nikra katnus hamechin, he's in a low frame of mind where he can't think well. He can't think of how to bring himself close to Hashem. He gets into a depressed mood or just a low feeling where he can't bring himself close to Hashem. V'tzorech l'chazek es atzmoi lovoi l'gadlus hamechin, and the person has to have pity upon himself and try to strengthen himself, to elevate himself to gadlus hamechin. Ukishebo legadlus hamechin, and when a person elevates himself to gadlus hamechin, nimtokin kol hadinin, he sweetens all the din. Umamshecholov chasodim v'rachnim, and he draws upon himself the kindness of Hashem through a heightening. Through Meichin de Gadlus, by elevating his Meichin, he achieves Rachmin. How? Where do we see this? Rabbeinu Zal says, V'zeh Maimar Chazal, the Gemara says in Brochus, G'dayla Deyo Shenitno Bein Shnei Oisiyos. You know how great Das is? It's so great that when Hashem wrote the word Das in the Torah, he surrounded it with two names of Hashem. There's a pasuk which says, Ki Kael Deyos Hashem. Kael is the name of Hashem, and Hashem is the name of Hashem. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Deos. Das is so great that it's surrounded by two names of Hashem. Shenemar ki Kael Deos Hashem. Pirush, Rabbeinu Zal explains. Kisheyovoi legadlus hamoichin. When a person elevates himself to godless hamoichin, nis'irer olov rachamim v'chasodim mishnei oisiyos. The person arouses, brings upon himself rachmonos, from two names of Hashem. There are two names of Hashem that are dedicated to kindness. Through Das, a person draws on these two names of Hashem. Where do we see? Rabbeinu Zal says, Kael hu chesed. Hashem's name Kael definitely refers to chesed. Al derech, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, chesed Kael kol hayayim. But Hashem's name Kael refers to chesed. V'Hashem, Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei hu rachamim. That refers to rachamim. How do we know this? Al derech, the pasuk says in Tehillim, rachmecho rabim Hashem. It uses the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. So we see that Yud Kei Vav Kei refers to rachamim. Kael is chesed, Yud Kei Vav Kei is rachamim. Through deos, when a person elevates himself to meichin de gadlus, he draws on Kael and Yud Kei Vav Kei. V'zehu pirush ha-posuk. Rabbeinu Zal says this is the interpretation of the posuk. Ashrei maskil eldol. Fortunate is the one who shines seichel into one who is poor. Poor means lacking in seichel. Rabbeinu Zal says, Hainu kishehu bekatnus hamechin. When a person finds himself in a low state of mind And he tries, he takes out a sefer, an English sefer, he takes out something on a lower level, and he uses it to climb out of this state of meichen de katnus, to bring himself into a meichen de gadlus, umaskil atzmoi legadlus hameichen, and he elevates himself to a gadlus hameichen, to a heightening, to a broad-mindedness, azai beyoim royim al teyu Hashem. Then, when this person has a yoim roa, Hashem will rescue him, meaning, Nimtokin kol hadinim, all the dinim are sweetened. Ve'im period, all the dinim are sweetened. Rabbi Nazar says now, ve'im lo yochel biatzmoi, lovoi legadlo samoichin. If a person finds sometimes that it's very, very difficult to do this by yourself when you're alone, it's very difficult sometimes when a person's in a low frame of mind, or depressed, or not, he's just not feeling lively. To pull himself out by himself and elevate himself to Gadlus HaMeichen is very hard. The advice for this is Sheyaskil Acherim. He should try to teach others, to shine Seichel into other people. And when a person speaks to other people, he'll find, in other words, right now he finds himself in a frame of mind where he doesn't feel emuna, he doesn't feel his faith is questionable. But yet he knows he wants to have faith in Hashem, there's no denying that. It's just he finds himself in a meichen de katnus where he just doesn't feel it. He doesn't feel fire. He doesn't feel like he wants to, you know, the way he wants to feel. Rabbi Nassau says, with that absence of feeling, find a person, sit down and give him a shiur, and talk to him, words of Torah, words of emuna, and you'll find that what happens is, automatically, the garbage within you gets cleaned out, and Hashem gives you the seichel that you need to pull yourself out of this meichen de katnus, to bring yourself into this meichen de gadlus, meaning two interpretations. Ashrei maskil adol, when the person does this for himself, b'yoyim royim al teyu Hashem, also when a person is masculine to another dal, b'yoyim royim al teyu Hashem, Hashem says, you're teaching others, I'll teach you personally. I'll strengthen your emuna and your das, I'll give you whatever you need to be able to understand the Torah well, you know, to be able to compose Hashem. Halavai, we should all be zeichet to do both items, to work on ourselves on an individual basis, to try to pull ourselves out of Meichen HaKatnus into Meichen HaGadlus, and each one should be Mekayim V'Tzavo of Rabbi Nazar, which said, don't be Eitzim Yevashim, don't be dry twigs, go out and be Eitz Pri Eise Pri Laminoi. Each one should go out and try to create a duplicate of himself, which means you can't be a garbage can. You got to make yourself into something clean so that you would want to look into someone else's face who would reflect your face and you wouldn't vomit, you wouldn't throw up. Each person is responsible. No matter how little a person knows, he's responsible to try with the sincerity, not to try to make himself into a Rebbe. This doesn't mean each person becomes a Rebbe and there's no more Talmidim. It means whenever he's not listening to a shir, and whenever he's not doing his own learning, to try to shine emuna into other people, to try to teach other people religion, and by doing that, he'll find that Hashem will strengthen him very much. Baruch Hashem. Question.
Add something that I heard is a Gavaltig of Lord. I heard from the Talmud talking note of the Yom Yishalayim, but Avraham Avinu on the Pasuk that says, So what was said on it, I don't remember who he wrote it from, was that Avraham, since he spent his time teaching other people, he was not on, you know, he put his feet in the Shemot, he was not on the Madreig of Nebuah, to be able to perceive me'elah of what Hashem had in mind for Sodom. So Hashem came along and said, I'm going to give him special siyata d'shmaya, that I'll raise him up to Madreigah.
Nevertheless, he was looking at someone who had a top of court case for some reason in the court case. But if you pray for someone first, you're going to answer them.
Exactly. 100%. That's always the case, that if a person has rachmanas on other people, Hashem has rachmanas on them. Why we should be zeicha to have rachmanas on ourselves, not to be stupid. Each person is suicidal. A person kills himself by not learning, by not doing mitzvahs, by not davening for himself. To talk about a suicide case. But if a person is zeicha to have rachmanas on himself and to have rachmanas on other people, Hashem looks out for that person.
That's where it goes also when you speak to the person, sometimes you speak to the person.
100%. In other words, there he mentioned about just the words themselves bouncing back. here he's telling a separate item, that you'll be given a siyata d'shmaya from Hashem, that by you being maskil el dol, the yayim ro, when you'll have a down, yimalteu Hashem, Hashem himself will come to give you his chaskus. If you go out of your way to give other people chizuk, then when you'll need chizuk, in other words, if you're the one who's going around helping other people, obviously people are going to be afraid to give you, in other words, or they'll think that you don't need it at all. And baloney, every person needs it. The only question is, some people are given the hischaskus more from Hashem himself. Hashem shines into their head a feeling of chizuk to be able to strengthen themselves.
Questions from Mo, how does he go about doing chazik somebody else?
The answer is, it's not a question, it's a question of speaking divrei Torah. In other words, although he doesn't feel 100%, just talking alone without feeling it 100%, he'll find that the talking, as he gets started talking to the other person, this arouses a rachman by Hashem, that he gets straightened out and he's given power to shine in, and it affects him also. In other words, it's a chain reaction. You don't, when you're starting, it's very, you know, you don't feel it. As soon as you make the first move, Hashem puts everything else into place. And this is literally what it means. In other words, there are times when a person has to speak to people at a time when he himself is feeling like in a low frame of mind. In other words, I feel down myself, and I'm going to go tell them to, you know, to be strong and powerful, blah, blah, blah. And the person forces himself to do it, and he finds that he's taken out of the Melech HaMekantos into a Melech HaMekantos. 100%.
The answers that people ask, let's say, Ben Azal, the Tzadik Emes in general, everybody's going to ask him, and what happens when he has the problem?
The Yom Ruhi Matei Hashem, 100%.
Isn't the pasuk like, he has... like
the
Brahmanas and others will eventually lead them. What does that exactly mean? Will eventually lead them to what?
Lead them in coming close to Hashem. Kimarachame, the one who has the most, the greatest talent of kindness, that's the one who can bring people both, who can be accepted as a leader among the Jews. Asher Abenu specifically.
This is in a personal level. One of the resources that we talked about is that we learned with the group is that when Rav Elazar said that if somebody is depressed, he should think of his own schuyos. Is that the same sort of, like I'm taking from my higher mochin and bringing them to the
100%. Rav Elazar talks about looking for nekudas tovos within yourself and using that to pull yourself out. That's one way where a person pulls himself out of Melech HaMekantos. How he reviews in his mind, you know, as bad as I am, there were one or two days when I was up there, when I felt like I was smashing away. There were one or two accomplishments that I had in my life that was spectacular. I was zecher to walk Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael, where the Gemara says, for that alone, a person is guaranteed she'll be in the marble. Were certain other things that I was zecher to do, that it's not curtains. So I'm going through it down. So I'll live through it, and tomorrow or in a few days, I'll be up and I'll be starting again. Therefore, don't take it so bad. Don't let it be devastating. You know, when a person gets splattered, chas v'shalom.
You know, the Benazel is very emphatic with all the people who fell. So the Benazel says it's very hard for all the people, like, look themselves up, try and look up the younger person.
100%.